I greet you on this first Sunday of the year in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. All you tenors and basses. Wow, I didn't realize how high those were. My goodness, I need a lozenge. But anyway. It was a few days after Christmas, and a mother was busy cleaning up the house, putting things away from the holidays. Her little boy came in as she was taking off the ornaments from the tree and said, "Mama, what are you doing?" She said, "I'm putting all of our Christmas decorations away." So he asked with innocent eyes, "Why, Mama, why do you have to take our things down? Why are you doing that?" She answered, "So that everything will be back to normal again." And his response to her was, "Mama, I don't want things to go back to normal again." How true. In so many ways, how true. The season of Christmas is officially over with the Feast of the Epiphany, which many churches like ours is celebrating a day ahead. The coming of the Magi on January 6th is supposed to be the 12th day of Christmas. Though some have already had it in their minds that Christmas was over 24 hours after the exchanging of trees and the exchanging of gifts and the carvings of turkeys and various gatherings. You see, we start so early that by Christmas night, some of us are tired. So now we have trees that have been discarded and loads of ornaments and other reminders, including our holiday CDs and holiday movies that have been put away, except for a scant few. Those you can see on Hallmark still, and they're not the best. But anyway. Already, retailers have put on their shelves Mardi Gras. And I like Mardi Gras, but not when it's sitting next to candy canes and such. And we see Valentine candies and stuffed animals and bears and all of that replacing those wondrous candy canes and wrapping paper and holiday greeting cards. And believe it or not, Christian publishing houses have already begun sending catalogs for Lent. And if you don't believe me, you can follow me to my office where Lent is right there in my face. We seem to rush Christmas away all too quickly. And the thought of keeping Christmas all year long is but a memory. So I can't help but wonder what it would be like to imitate that little boy who, after Christmas in the real world, could not understand why life couldn't just take a little more time getting back to normal again. The child in me wonders what it would be like to really hang on to the meaning of the season with all of its thrills and sights and sounds and take them all with us well into the new year. Now, I don't mean all the baking and the shopping and the wrapping necessarily, but that there could be something different about us because we are still able to hear the animals standing around the manger. the cry of a baby, to hear again the angel's announcement of his birth. Fortunately, the feast of the Epiphany of our Lord Jesus Christ gives us one more glimpse into the old, old story, reminding us again that God loves us, rich and poor, saints and sinners. Yes, God loved us enough to send his Son into the world. The word Epiphany means showing forth, to reveal. And it is first applied to Matthew's gospel of wise men who followed a brilliant star that shone in the heavens. Who exactly these wise men from the East were is a mystery for the ages. Were they the Magi, as we have come to call them, astrologers, priests, magicians, or kings? Were there two, three, four, a dozen? Were there any women among them? We don't know, because Matthew does not tell us. Whoever they were, their numbers and identities are never revealed. Oh, we have our folklore, but we don't know. But we do know that Christians through the ages, the Magi represent, in a way, the peoples of the earth who searched for a Savior. And that the Magi knew something that his own people did not know, that the Savior, the Messiah, had been born, and that the earth would never be the same because of his coming. Matthew tells us that the wise men followed a star unlike any other, into a foreign land. For you see, they themselves were Gentiles, finding themselves in Jerusalem. They held court with Herod, a domineering, self-serving, and murderous king. And hearing their story, Herod is disturbed. We're told he was frightened, and he immediately plotted to kill the child. He asked the Magi to go and find the baby and come back and tell him where he lived, so that he too could go and worship him. And the travelers went on their way, following the star once again, and found themselves in a little backwater town called Bethlehem. And there they came upon the place where the Holy Family dwelled and paid homage to the infant king. They presented him with gifts beyond compare: gold fit for a king, frankincense, a costly fragrance, and myrrh, a precious ointment for a man who would someday die. They each brought the very best they had to offer. They left, but not the same way they came. In a dream, they were told not to go back to Herod. And Matthew wrote, they left for their own country by another road. Perhaps the idea of leaving by another road, another way, went beyond Herod's tyranny and maps For they, the Magi, those Gentiles, those outsiders, had been blessed to see with their own eyes the Savior of the world. How could any of them possibly go back the same way they came? Perhaps it wasn't just a warning, but maybe, just maybe, they chose another direction for their lives because of him. When the wise men left the child and his parents, they took away a treasure for themselves that surpassed anything they brought. They took away the gift of knowing that the ancient writings had been fulfilled, of knowing that the Messiah, the Christ, was right there in their midst. Maybe this is part of our story. Maybe this could happen to us this Christmas as we move away from tinsel and ornaments and into a brand new year. As we continue to search for Jesus in our own way, in our own lives. Perhaps this is really the test of Christmas, to seek God's most precious gift, one that cannot be lost or exchanged, and who will carry us into the future by another way. Because you see, God continues to reveal God's self each and every day if we open our eyes to see him, if we open our ears to hear him, if we open our hearts to welcome him. Epiphanies, showings, revelations come to us in all shapes and sizes. Not just angels or stars, babies, water. There are all ways in which we see something new, because they all come in all sorts of moments. Ordinary, simple, humble, sometimes unexpected and bright. They come to us to show us how we might be deeply changed. They come to show us another road. And we must not be afraid of being waylaid or abandoned, because we never take any road alone. Why? Because God is always with us. We are to take our epiphany moments, take the other road with courage and hope, as God shapes a bright new reality for us and in us, one that is rich with God's grace. You see, you and I are given a new vision of who God is, and this cultivates in us a radical gratitude that manifests itself in so many ways. The gifts brought by the Magi are poignant, yes, but they don't hold a candle to what we ourselves can gift to others and what God gifts to us. But they do invite us to consider this. What will you, what will I bring to the newborn king? We may not bring gold, frankincense, or myrrh, but we can bring our very selves. As God manifests God's self to us in new ways in this season of Epiphany, we can each bring our own special gifts that express what God's coming into this world means to us. Whether it is gold or folding money or other treasures, it could be a simple prayer, a broken and hungry heart, or eager hands and feet, a new ministry. It could be bread and wine, a meal shared together, a song lifted up in praise. Those are all genuine responses to the gift of life given to all of us in Jesus, God's only begotten Son. That is all God asks of us, to bring our lives and God's love to the world so that others may encounter that same star and the same gift that is Christ Jesus. May we, you and I, young and old, rich and poor, sinner and saint, continue to actively seek God's presence, God's light, God's direction for our lives. Because you see, once we have found him for ourselves, we cannot go back the same way. There's no going back to the same old, same old. Amen.